You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands we record this podcast on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, as well as the Wanneroo and the Gamilaroi people. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures.
Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
From Mamma Mia, hi, I'm Siobhan Moran-McFarlane and welcome to The Quickie, getting you up to speed daily. Here are the evening news headlines for Friday, June 24. Following a series of recent mass shootings, the US Senate has passed its first gun control bill in decades, but some say it still doesn't go far enough. The bipartisan package contains only modest measures to improve gun safety, including tougher background checks for people under 21, $15 billion US dollars for mental health programs and school security upgrades, encouragement for states to implement red flag laws to remove firearms from people considered a threat, and it closes the so-called boyfriend loophole by blocking gun sales to those convicted of abusing unmarried intimate partners. But it doesn't include more sweeping gun control measures favoured by Democrats, including President Joe Biden, such as a ban on assault-style rifles or high-capacity magazines, measures which Republicans refused to support. The bill now has to go through the House of Representatives, but as it's controlled by Democrats, it is expected to pass. People working in Queensland and New South Wales will soon no longer be subject to vaccine mandates in a number of public industries, with both state governments announcing a relaxing of the rules. The New South Wales Education Department has revealed it plans to end mandatory COVID-19 vaccines for teachers, which could see unvaccinated staff return as soon as next term. It means only those staff working in specific purpose schools or who help students at those schools get to class would need to be triple vaccinated. Casual, unvaccinated staff will be allowed back, and teachers who resigned or were dismissed will be able to apply for advertised roles. Queensland has gone one step further with Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk announcing an end to vaccine mandates not only in schools but also childcare centres, prisons and airports, or to visit jails, aged care and disability facilities. Those changes will come into effect from 1 a.m. next Thursday. Qantas boss Alan Joyce has warned that airfares are set to rise in the next year to cover the increasing price of fuel. Mr. Joyce says the airline will cut back on capacity and fill more of the seats on each plane to improve efficiency, but that in turn will increase fares. The company is also set to cut domestic capacity across Qantas and Jetstar by a total of 15% from July to September, even though passenger numbers are returning to pre-pandemic levels. But rising fuel costs may not be the only reason for increased fares, as Qantas also revealed that up to 19,000 employees would be offered a $5,000 bonus. It's been described by the national carrier as sharing the benefits of its recovery, as it flagged a return to profit in the next financial year. The one-off payment would be made to employees once a new enterprise agreement is finalised. Concerns are growing for the people of Afghanistan who say they are facing homelessness, disease and starvation in the wake of a catastrophic earthquake earlier this week. At least 1,000 people are presumed dead and over 3,000 were injured as a result of the natural disaster on Wednesday, the worst the country has faced in two decades. The United Nations warns the country is now at risk of a cholera outbreak, which will worsen an already dire humanitarian situation. The Taliban has begged for international aid, but many countries are reluctant over concerns the regime may simply use any funding to reassert its power while continuing to violate the rights of women and girls. The Australian government is still considering if and how it will provide any assistance. US singer-songwriter Billie Eilish will become the youngest solo artist to ever headline the UK's Glastonbury Music Festival when she takes to the Pyramid Stage on Friday night. It comes after the 20-year-old headlined one of America's biggest festivals, Coachella, in April. At the same time, Sir Paul McCartney will become the oldest ever solo headliner at Glastonbury on Saturday, when the former Beatle will perform 1 week after his 80th birthday. That's your evening news headlines. If you want more from The Quickie, check out today's deep dive on whether it's ever okay to ask your friends and family to help cover the cost of your wedding, as more couples look to subsidise their lavish ceremonies.
Mamma Mia subscribers, you've been asking and we've been listening. Now you can get all of your exclusive subscriber audio on Apple Podcasts. That includes everything from bonus episodes of your favourite pods to exclusive segments to all of our audio series.
To link your Mamma Mia subscription to Apple Podcasts, open the Mamma Mia Out Loud page in your Apple Podcasts app and follow the prompts, or head to help.mamamia.com.au.